Mr. President, you were disappointed, even angry, 12 years ago when the voters denied your father a second term. I'm interested in your thoughts and the conversation with him as you were walking to the Oval Office yesterday. And at 3:30 in the morning on, I guess it was the day after the election, he was sitting upstairs. He's talking about his dad. And I finally said, go to bed. He was awaiting the outcome and was hopeful we would go over and be able to talk to our supporters, and it just didn't happen that way. So I asked him the next morning when he got up, I said, come by the Oval Office and visit. And he came by and we had a good talk. He was heading down to Houston, and there was some uncertainty about that morning as to when the election would actually end. And it wasn't clear at that point in time, so I never got to see him face to face to watch his, I guess, pride in his tired eyes as his son got a second term. I did talk to him, and he was relieved. I told him to get a nap, but I haven't had a chance to really visit and embrace. But he taught me a really good lesson. 92 was a disappointment, but he taught me a really good lesson that life moves on. Maybe that press conference was followed by a phone conversation. What do you think?
Triumphant Eagle. Hey, 43 finally settled in and wanted to finish that little conversation we started in the Oval. Yeah, 43, thought you were in a little bit of a hurry to get out of Dodge. We never got to have that hug. Never been the hugging type, as you know. Kind of leave that to Barr. But yeah, well, thanks for your congratulations. Don't think I actually congratulated you yet. I thought you did. Just before you told me to get some sleep. Well, yeah, but that was before Ohio. Congratulations for the campaign and for staying up so late. Think you ought to be congratulated for actually winning the thing. Think that's the right thing to do. Now is it okay to thank you? See, you've got an opportunity now. Hey, before you switch into advice modus, let's just stay a spell here. Congratulations. Pretty interesting turn of events, 41. Well, you had an opponent who spent half the fight not returning punches, and Ingemar Johansson could have won that fight. Who's that, some opera guy? Well, look, sir, you know that I believe we stand on the shoulders of those who came ahead of us. That's the only way we can gain the altitudinousness to see over the mountains to the future and the valley beyond. So I honor that. You're honoring my shoulders. Appreciate it. But I'm just sitting here thinking about the so-called ne'er-do-well son, the one who'd spent, 20 years dabbling in this and that and was always going to be fiddling second base to the great Jebster. And golly, what does he end up doing?
Jeb, he's governor of Florida. You know
the that. Other son.
You.
He topples a dictator you left in place. He cuts the taxes you raised. He cultivates the people of faith that you derogatoried. And strangely enough, he then wins the second term that eluded you.
Said you deserve to be congratulated. I meant it. Carl is a brilliant strategist and tactician.
Hey, 41.
Yeah.
This isn't about Carl. This is about us. It's like that time that I licked you in arm wrestling, or the time I beat you 1-1 on the White House basketball court, or the time I first checkmated your queen thing.
Might be wrong, but those times never happened.
That's what I mean.
Well,
this sort of makes up for that. That sort of levels the playing field, puts us back on kind of an even keeling.
Burr and I are both very proud of you, Sprout. We never doubted you were going to amount to something. It's just a question of what and how much and, of course, when.
Yeah.
But you've given a father the best gift he could possibly have.
Have?
A son who not only exceeds his father's accomplishments, but also takes the effort to make sure his dad knows about it. There's something priceless about that.
If you don't count the $500 million we spent on ads and organizing, I guess so.
But look here, 43, a second term is an opportunity.
All right, 41, you can spare me the hands across the aisle malarkey. We won, they lost. You don't see the Red Sox offering an olive oil branch to the Yankees.
Not talking about Congress so much, talking about repairing our role with the rest of the world. The burden of having to win re-election off of you, you can say to the Frances and Germanys of the world something other than go stuff yourselves.
I didn't realize there was more than one France.
Now, that's not what I...
Look here, 41. I don't see the Red Sox holding out that branch to the UN either. You know, this election did send the message to the rest of the world loud and clear and loud. America doesn't care what you think because America's not like you. We have a special anointment. It's like, what was that book? Anointment in Samaria? Except ours extends to Fallujah, too. You know, if the rest of the world doesn't want to become free and democratic, they can kiss our big, white, anointed hiney. That's what the American people were saying.
Second term's tricky. First team leaves, second team comes in.
You mean the people I choose instead of the people that you kind of chose for me?
Attention starts turning to the next guy in line for the Oval.
Yeah, Carl swears he's not even going to be entertained by any offers to run campaigns until at least December 2006. By that time, we'll have solidified our majority in Congress. I'll have appointed a couple of justices to the Supreme Court that'll make Clarence Thomas look like Michael Moore. So
that's the best case scenario, but...
Sure. If I didn't believe in best-case scenarios, people in Iraq wouldn't be getting ready to vote right about now.
Yeah.
You know, that's Carl's one big dream he has left, to one day run an election in Iraq.
Okay, 43. Well, you know, you have our love no matter what you do. We said it back when we first bailed you out and still mean it.
Thanks, 41. And, hey, I know there's some bittersweetness to the sweetness of the moment, at least for you. And I just want you to know that, even at those times when I seem like I'm kind of repudiating everything you stood for, I'm proud as hell to be your son.
43. No, you don't use the H word unless you really mean it. Appreciate it. Consider this your hug.
Okay. You take care, 41.
You too, 43.
Oh, and love to Mom.